If I had about 39 bushels and got another one, I have 40 bushels of corn. You
know. Okay. Now, when oats, when you're talking about going through and cutting the oats, mm-hmm. do you ever use another word other than cutting? Say the oats are, or would you say oats is or oats are?
Say use any word besides cutting.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't think so.
When they're harvested, there's
well,
a word.
We could have said, I would have possibly said that, but.
Yeah. Well, I was saying.
I said we're going to start cutting oats tomorrow.
All right. And would you say the, would you ever use threshed or thrashed?
What?
Thrashed or threshed?
Threshed?
Yeah, with that, with oats.
Oh yeah, the threshing machine would come along and thrash your grain.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about oats, would you say the oats is threshed or the oats are threshed?
I say the oats have been thrashed.
Okay, the oats have been, okay. Someone wants to know who it is, and you say it's?
It is me?
Yeah.
It is
I. Yeah, it's me, and you'd say, and if you're talking about another man, you'd say it's not me, it's?
It's him.
And it's not, and a woman, you'd say it's?
It's her.
And it, and if there's a number of people, you'd say it's?
It's they.
All right, would you say it's they, probably? Mm-hmm. Or it's them, which?
I might say them. I don't know. I blot out the first one that comes to mind.
Okay, fine. That's what I want you to say. Now, you're talking about how tall someone is. You say, well, he isn't as tall as, in relation to yourself. You say, well, he isn't as tall as.
You, I wouldn't know. I say he isn't as tall as John. John is.
He's talking about you, though.
Huh?
You say he isn't as tall as.
He isn't as tall as I am.
Yeah, and I'm not as tall as.
As you.
Or as a man, though. You're another man mm-hmm. over there. Yeah, but use a use a third, you know, person. Not I'm not as tall as that man over there. I'm not as tall as. You say I'm not as tall as he is, or I'm not as tall as him.
I say him.
Okay. And we're talking about possession of something. And I ask you, whose is this?
That's mine.
All right, and...
That's the biggest one in the world.
Okay, and whose is this?
That's yours.
All right, and...
Put that in on there, that's yours.
Okay, that's... Is that... How does that word fit into your speech, really, now? Yourn.
Huh?
Urine. That's, and if it belongs to him.
It's his.
And if it belonged to her.
It's her.
And if it belonged to them.
It's their.
Alright. Now, those N forms, are those really very common, in your, community when
in
you
my association,
yeah.
Yeah, they're very common in my association because it is just spent with the niggers out there on the farm.
Okay. Talk about the greatest distance you could walk. You'd say 2 miles is the what I could walk.
The greatest distance?
Yeah, would you say 2 miles is as far as I could walk, all the farther I could walk, or the furthest I could walk?
I've walked 8 miles to New York Midnight Town driving a bull yellin, so I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
say there's a limit to it.
Okay. But if you were talking about the, would you, if you were talking about some limit, let's say 20 or 30 miles, you'd say 20 miles is as far as I could walk in one day, or all the farther I could walk in one day, or the furthest I could walk in one day. Which of those?
Well, I say I can't walk for more than 2 miles a day now.
Okay. Now, how about the use of you all?
What?
The use of you all.
You all?
Yeah. Now, do you limit that to more than one person, or do you sometimes use it with reference only to one person?